this is Joshua Walker. I'm in Germany for a week and actually preparing Teen Street 2012. And just thought I'd share some of the things I was just thinking about. I was actually just writing down a few notes about Psalm 1. It's only 6 verses long. So I thought maybe I could share some of those with you. It's a very famous psalm. It's also one I learned when I was a kid, and I keep coming back to it. So I thought I might tell you a few of the things that I like. But actually, I think what I might do, instead of speaking a bunch about it, I might just ask you some questions about it. So if you're going with me here, I'm assuming that you've read Psalm 1. So take it out and look through it a little bit and think about it. But here's a few questions for you, right? Question number one says some of the things that we shouldn't be, that we should not be. And so maybe think for a minute, like check through the psalm, right? And jot down a few things. But then don't just write down what the psalm says. Actually think for you, what does that mean for you? If you're not going to do those things, what does that look like at your school or at your work or wherever you go, right? Then the next verse, verse 2, really cool, says that what we should be doing. And it says that we should be meditating on God's word day and night. And I'd love you to think about that for your life. What could you do that you meditate on it day and night? And of course, you go to school, so that means, or you go to work, so that means you're not going to be able to just like sit there all day and that's all you do. But there's got to be some ways that God's word can touch every part of your day somehow. And so think about that. What would it do? Maybe it's writing the verses down. Maybe it's getting up early so that the thoughts that go through your head all day maybe are the verses you read in the morning. But think about that. How can you take God's word and the Bible into every part of your day? Can it touch everything you do? And I believe it can, but it's different for everybody. So just ask God about that. What does he want you to do with his word so that it touches every part of your day? But then check this out. It's pretty cool because it says, meditate on his word day and night. So think about that. What would it mean that God's word touches you even in the nighttime? And that's pretty exciting because I believe God can speak to you even during the nighttime. And maybe he will. Maybe he'll give you dreams that are from him, thoughts from him. But I also know that if you're filling your head during the day with God's word, then it actually goes around your head at night as well. And sometimes you even wake up in the morning and you're singing. The words in your head are a song to him. You're singing a song to him. Or maybe they're verses. But that really comes from cramming as much of God's Bible into your life as you can. And it does flow into the nighttime and into your daytime when you're awake, when you're asleep. But that's awesome. So verse 2 tells us to meditate on his word day and night. And then verse 3 starts to describe what we will be like if we do that. And it talks about a tree planted by streams of water whose leaves don't wither and who bears fruit. And I love that picture because I think of the roots, like if we are a tree, our roots going down into deep waters and being filled with God's word and being filled by him. And no matter what's going on around us, it could be like drought, could be storms, but because our roots are in him, then none of those things actually matter. And we bear fruit even in those times. Of course, they do matter, but it doesn't change who we are. What changes us is God. And then check out the last verse, Psalm 1, verse 6. And there's a promise in there from God that he gives us. And look at that. Go over that. Maybe even memorize it. If I was going to memorize, well, 6 verses, anybody can memorize that. You can memorize that quickly, just in a day. But verse 2 and 3 and then verse 6 are just really important. I'd memorize them. Write them down. Take them with you everywhere today. But there's a promise in verse 6, and you'll have to read Psalm 1 to check it out and to know it. But God has good things for you. So anyway, hey, thanks for listening to me and bearing with me. And read Psalm 1. Actually, read the Bible all the time.